Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they're giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number one. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andy Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along a bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. First of all, Andy, as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, you think Tampa Bay could cover that 74 points?
Yeah. Why not make it, 14 or 24? 74 is crazy, but that means you can't lose. Can Tampa Bay cover 74?
Yeah. By the way, if you do have your DraftKings Sportsbook app, and all of you should have that by now, but they actually have a separate bet. You could bet that Tampa Bay covering the 74 points. I think you could bet up to $50 on that, Andy. A pretty good bet. If DraftKings wants to give you some money, take it. All right, let's move forward. Let's start with the news, Andy. It's game week. James Franklin met the media a couple times. Nothing earth-shattering, but we did pick up a few things. First of all, we're not going to have any depth charts this year. I don't know what we accomplished with that, if we're fooling anybody. I don't think Wisconsin is going to be surprised by who shows up on the field. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's so as a football, part of being a football fan or a football analyst, the depth chart was always fun because other than the oars and oars and oars and oars, which you knew were like, that's just a bunch of dudes are going to play. I always found it interesting to see who had slotted in the second spots and who was in the third spots, but mostly the second team, like along the offensive line, would they shift a guard to center if the center got hurt, or somebody earn an honest, second call nod as a center in case a starting center went down, just stuff like that. And I mean, you kind of know who they are. It's James, honestly, to me, sounded reticent not to release one, because he was just like, we've always done it. And I really don't think he has a problem doing it. But there becomes like this goofy competitive balance thing that, there's been several programs that for a couple years now haven't done it. But this year, for sure, that school like Illinois, Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Nebraska, Ohio State, and Purdue were pretty much either going to not do it or were pretty sure they were not going to do it. So James was just like, well, if that many schools aren't going to do it, there's no reason that we should do it as well. But I got the impression he didn't like the idea of it. So, I mean, we know who's going to play, but it's still, to me, it took a level of fun out of the weekly sort of preparation and just to look over it for fun. It was fun to read a depth chart. And they've taken that fun out of the game because, coaches are idiots. That's the way I put it. And I'm not talking about James. I'm talking about the ones that don't, like, I don't have a depth chart. I just have options for players. And why wouldn't you release a depth chart? It's just cowardly, in my opinion. And I'm not saying, I, again, Penn State fans, I'm not saying James is a coward. I'm saying he had to join the party, and he joined it hesitantly. I swear to gosh, that's my core belief. And it annoys me, but welcome to 2021 and us versus them.
Well, I know that in his press conference, he talked about it as if, gee, I really don't care. It's not that big a deal. Well, James, if it's not that big a deal, We know you are the sole person in charge at Penn State. It's all up to you. If you want it done, it gets done. Then why don't you
right,
just
do it? Competitive balance when the other schools aren't doing it. It does help the coaches on, you know, as they get turned Sunday into Monday after a game to start their prep for the next team. It helps to have a depth chart from the previous week for a team to compare to film. It helps them a little bit. It helps them, you know, across the board, the entire coaching staff. So it becomes a competitive balancing and
some I
don't blame
some grad assistant student manager can put that together in half an hour, Andy. It's not an issue, Jim. But anyway, let's move on to more real issues and more real news. He's not putting out a depth chart, but he did answer questions when the media asked who's going to be the second safety. It's Jair Brown. That quick and easy.
Yeah, it was I think that was on Wednesday after Wednesday's practice that he said, you know, Jair Brown would be alongside Jaquan Brisker as a starting safety. He also said that Keaton Ellis and Jonathan Sutherland would be options at the safety position, doing the good, you know, sort of little bit of the dance thing that James can do. They were former teammates at Lackawanna College before each chose Penn State. So I found that very interesting. They didn't play alongside each other. I think Jair Brown was originally a corner at Lackawanna. So, but they were teammates at Lackawanna before both came to Penn State. So it's the natural progression. Let's see, you know, see how it goes. They do have options there. That's a good thing. They do have options.
And just to clarify, in talking about the Lackawanna connection, you're talking about Jair Brown and Jaquan Brisker, who will be the two starting safeties. The other little tidbit is the position on offense that was still up in the air was the, left guard. And he said, and this was not a surprise, that it would be a rotation between Anthony Wiggin and Eric Wilson. I don't think any surprise there. But, Andy, do you have a question on with the offensive line instead of it being, all right, it's these five guys, let them become that cohesive group, but instead having a rotation?
Yeah, so Penn State has rotated minimally guys before, and it's generally at the guard position. If you think back, like even before Michael Bennett became the starting center, his first snaps, which everybody at Penn State was dying for because you waited so long for him to get on the field, they were in a rotation basis at a guard position. I just think that they feel that James feels comfortable doing that. I hope Phil Troutwine, his offensive line coach, feels comfortable doing that. I kind of thought Des Holmes would be in the running to be a starting guard with the experience and the versatility that he's shown. Maybe these two guys just excelled at that position. We all knew Juice Scruggs was going to be the other guard. I think, you know, naming a guard, the starting guard, saying it's a rotation, just finishes off an offensive line that should be pretty good. And in my opinion, this is – it's time for Phil Troutwine to show that he's got some, you know, chops as an offensive line coach. This is a season to do it. He had some tools to work with and some pieces to play with last year, and they were just simply not very good. And they were a good run-blocking group, but they were just abominable at pass protection and recognizing blitzes and picking them up. And to me, that's coaching. And they had plenty of talent, so he's got to do something with this line, and he's got some guys to work with, and a rotation of guard absolutely does not hurt Penn State at all.
The other question for starters is that wide receiver. We know, of course, Dotson and Parker Washington. That third receiver, and I'm not even sure how critical it is to designate that third receiver because guys rotate in quite a bit. But I was taken by there seems to be genuine excitement about the advancement of the two guys who were true freshmen last year, Parker Washington and Keandre Lambert-Smith. in their improvement after getting a full year in the system with the weight training, off season, and all of that. Did I read that right, Andy? And are you also excited about these two players?
You should be because they, I think they showed pretty well for being forced to play last year, right? Like, in they probably, it would have been better for them and for the team if they didn't have to play last year, right? But they had to play, and they had to, you know, they had to produce last year because it, the room was that thin and that empty. And yeah, you should be. I don't think there's any question that it's those three guys. Those are the three guys. You got two tight ends. You got, you know, those are your three wide receivers. Anything other than the those five guys catching passes and the 19 guys they have at running back. Anybody catching passes downfield out of the out of a wide receiver or tight end position out of the five names that we know, then that means that, that something's gone sideways or somebody got hurt. So I really don't think it's a surprise at all that you're hearing good things about these guys, because I thought they showed really good as true – not really good. They showed adequately as true freshmen being forced on a field when really, honestly, they should not have been on the field.
And I will repeat this for the umpteenth time. I am a Parker Washington guy.
You are.
I think he showed enough last year. I'm expecting to see a lot from him. And I do think Keandre Lambert-Smith is also going to step up. As you said, he was probably force-fed a little bit too early last year, maybe wasn't quite ready, but I suspect that he will be ready. Which also then, the couple guys that remained unnamed here so far are Cam Sullivan Brown and Daniel George, the veterans. They seem to have been around forever. Have they just been passed by, Andy, or are we going to see something from them?
When opportunity knocks and you can't step up and claim, you know, that opportunity when it knocks, then you're going to get caught and passed. They just simply were caught and passed by the Young Bucks. I mean, the fact that they had to be on the field and neither one of them was good enough to, you know, neither one of those guys was good enough to impact the offense last year, that means that their time is done, and they're only going to have to be used in a certain situation or in an emergency situation like an injury.
It will be interesting to see if they do get any playing time. Real quick, Liam Clifford, over under on his number of catches this year, Andy?
Zero is the best number for Penn State.
Okay.
Zero. And
I would bet the over on that. All right. That's it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. We have Tucker's Tape, and Ross is going to give us a Wisconsin scouting report.
DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.